Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing on the chapter with regards to the prohibition of punishing a slave, an animal, a woman or a child without any Shari'i reason or beyond the limit of discipline. Generally you will find that these type of people don't have too many rights. They don't have too many rights, don't have too many ways to defend themselves. If one is a slave, the person has got no standing in society. Then is an animal who can't speak, can't complain, can't go to the courts, can't take up any legal system, it's an animal. Or a woman, now she doesn't know, she's defenseless, or sometimes it's a child. So yeah, very easily a person can overstep the mark. So yeah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has warned us that beware, be very, very careful. Even though these people may not be able to take up the matter, they may not able to defend themselves, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully aware of how you're treating these people. A slave, an animal, a woman, a child. No Shari'i reason that the person shouldn't punish them. And the next part of it, if there's some reason to punish them or to discipline them or to teach them, then don't go beyond the limits. What is needed is needed. What is not needed is extra. Leave that out. Don't take a chance by causing yourself harm by harming these people. Now this is what Islam is, perfect. Every person's rights are protected. That person who doesn't outwardly also have rights, that person or that animal or that being, that also is being protected by Islam. This is the beauty of Islam. An Abi Mas'ud al-Badari radiyallahu anhu qal, kuntu adribu ghulaman li bisawt, fasami'tu sawtan min khalfi, i'lam Aba Mas'ud, falam afhim as-sawt min al-ghadab. فلما دنا مني إذا هو رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فإذا هو يقول اعلم أبا مسعود إن الله أقدر عليك منك على هذا الغلام فقلت لا أضرب مملوكا بعده أبدا وفي رواية فسقط الصوت من يدي من هيبته وفي رواية فقلت يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم هو حر لوجه الله تعالى فقال أما لو لم تفعل لَلَفَحَتْكَ النَّارُ أَوْ لَمَسَتْكَ النَّارُ رواه مسلم. Hazrat Abu Mas'ud al-Badari radiallahu anhu, he narrates that I was beating my slave with a whip. He had a slave of his and he was hitting that slave with a whip. When I heard that he's explaining his own story, this is Sahaba, that if they did something and it was a mistake, they never felt shy, let me hide it from the people that I made a mistake. I never felt shy. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam corrected me. This is what happened. I'm relating as it is. But this is when there's no pride in the heart. There's no self-conceit in the heart. The person feels shy to mention. He's mentioning so other people can learn and he can relate it. Right up till the day of Qiyamah, this incident will be mentioned of Abu Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, how he was beating his slave and how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam corrected him. Now he didn't feel ashamed to say this. And this is what we need to bring into our lives. That if we happen to be corrected, so be it. Now a person can't even take the correction, forget other people coming to know about it, forget him relating. Nobody can correct anybody today. It doesn't matter. Even the father can't tell the child anything today. The uncles can't tell the nephews anything today. Sometimes the mother can't tell the children anything today. Nobody wants to learn. Yes, Sahaba, forget just learning from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Immediately from learning from him, they would even narrate and relate. This is how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam corrected me. So anyway, this incident, that Hazrat Abu Mas'ud al-Badri radiallahu anhu, he narrates that I was beating my slave with a whip when I heard a voice behind me saying, beware, O Abu Mas'ud. Now he says, I did not make out the voice because of my anger. So whilst I was beating my slave with a whip, I heard a voice from behind saying, beware, O Abu Mas'ud. He said, I was so upset when I was beating my slave that I didn't even recognize the voice, whose voice it was. When he drew near me, I suddenly realized that it was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Can you imagine? As Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came closer, before that he didn't realize who it was. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came closer, then he realized that this was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, beware, O Abu Mas'ud, that Allah has more power over you than you have over the slave. What words? Some words, these words? Are words that we should try and remember. Whenever we have any power or any type of authority over any person, whether it be our staff, whether it be our servants, whether it be those people around us, wherever it may be, we have whatever type of power, then remember this words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, beware, O Abu Mas'ud, that Allah Pak has more power over you than you have over the slave. Whatever power you got over the slave, remember that Allah Pak has more power over you. So now he's saying, he said, I said, I will never beat a slave again. Immediately he said, I will never beat a slave again. In another narration it comes, the whip fell from my hand due to my awe for him. Imagine the height of anger, suddenly he sees Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What awe that brought into him, that whip also fell down from his hand. And in another narration it comes, I said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is free for the sake of Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you had not done so, the fire of Jahannam would have burnt you. Or the fire of Jahannam would have touched you. Touched you means also that you would have been exposed to the fire of Jahannam. So yeah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is showing what a serious thing it is for a person to overstep the mark, even with regards to his slaves and his servants are concerned. On Muhadith, and Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, anna Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam qal, man daraba ghulaman lahu haddan lam ya'tihi aw latamahu fa inna kaffaratahu ay yu'tiqahu. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who beats his slave or slaps him for a crime which he did not commit, the slave did not commit any crime, or he did not commit the crime that he is now beating him for, he didn't commit that crime and this person is now beating him, or a person slaps him, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, his compensation is to set him free. Set him free. And imagine, this was in a time when slave trade was something that was normal. Absolutely normal. Everywhere you go was slave trade, etc. And that's another story on its own, explanation of the hikmat that Islam had. Slowly people being encouraged, free the slaves, free the slaves. Anything, you make a mistake, you slap your slave also wrongly, free the slave. You want so much of sawab, or you take a oath, and now the kafara, the compensation for that oath, free the slave. Person makes zihar, the person compares his wife with his mother, now he wants to get out of that situation, then free a slave. So many ahkam came like that, when the compensation was to free the slave, and general reward of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that a person who frees a slave, for every limb of that slave that is being freed, this person's, every limb of his body is being freed from the fire of Jahannam, etc. So like that, there were so many virtues of freeing slaves that the Muslims in thousands started freeing slaves. Islam brought about such a great change, but yet those people that want to attack Islam, they say that look, Islam was backwards. A'udhu billah, it was not backwards. That was something that was normal and common in those days. In fact, a person in Europe sometimes would be taken, a black person from Africa would be taken and put in a museum just so that a person can see what a person from Africa looks almost like an animal. He'll be put in a locked up area place, come and view to see what a person from Africa looks like, what a slave looks like. The similar thing was happening also in the States, but Islam was such that from that time it gave them so much of respect that even if they were beaten, Rasulullah warned his own sahaba that be careful, Allah Pak has more power over you than you have over the slave. May Allah subhanAllah give us the tawfiq of fulfilling the rights of every person, fulfilling his rights, fulfilling the rights that we have upon the rights that we have, or Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has upon us. And may Allah give us the tawfiq of fulfilling every injunction of deen. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilaik. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.